The Bible says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out." Romans 11 and verse 33. Paul said, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Acts 20 and verse 27. We rejoice in God for all that He is. We enjoy hearing of God's pleasant love, holiness, and goodness. But we shouldn't neglect to study and hear of His other qualities, such as His wrath, which will be the subject of the lesson this morning. Referencing false gods, the true God of heaven said, "Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. See now that I am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering sword in mine hand, take hold on judgment. I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and will reward them that hate me." That's Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 38 through 41. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on His adversaries, and He reserveth wrath for His enemies, reads Nahum 1 and verse 2. The mountains quake at Him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at His presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before His indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of His anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by Him. And notice the contrast. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. Nahum 1, verses 5 through 7. God's character is balanced with both a love for good and a hatred for sin. The Bible says of God, "Thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity." Habakkuk 1 and verse 13. The Hebrew writer said of Jesus, "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity." Reads Hebrews 1 and verse 9. The wrath of God can be seen in Old Testament illustrations, which included a universal cleansing of the earth. The Bible tells us that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repenteth the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis 6, verses 5 through 8. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Genesis 7 and verse 23. I find that interesting, that phrase, "in the ark," where they found safety, whereas we are in Christ to find safety. Old Testament illustrations of God's wrath included cities which were wiped off the face of the globe. The Bible says the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and He overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground, but His wife, that is Lot's wife, looked back from behind Him, and she became a pillar of salt, Genesis 19, 24 through 26. We should therefore remember Lot's wife, Luke 17, 32. and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overflow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Read 2 Peter 2, verses 6 through 9. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire, Jude verse 7. Wrath came on cities corrupted with the sin of homosexuality. The need was not lower taxes, welfare, or civil rights, but 10 righteous persons with moral salt. But sadly, none were found. Old Testament illustrations of God's wrath included the Canaanites being cast out. Deuteronomy 9 and verse 4 reads, "Speak not thou in thine heart after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out from before thee, saying, For my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations the Lord drove them out from before thee." Israel did not heed the warning, so God's wrath fell upon them through wicked men. "The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the earth, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart," reads Deuteronomy 28, verses 25 through 28. "Then wicked destroyers destroyed." Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 and 6 reads, "O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria, and will punish the glory of his high looks," reads Isaiah 10 and verse 12. Old Testament illustrations of God's wrath included the Jews' rebellion against Moses and Aaron. Read Numbers chapter 16. Old Testament illustrations of God's wrath included the Gentiles in the fall of Babylon. "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and punish the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, in the day of his fierce anger." Isaiah 13, verses 9 through 13. The wrath of God can also be seen through New Testament illustrations, such as the destruction of Jerusalem, because the Jews drove out Christians and refused to allow gospel teaching. 1 Thessalonians 2:14 through 16 reads, "For ye brethren became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they have pleased not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, that they might be saved, to fill up their sins alway. For the wrath is come upon them," that is, them, Jerusalem, "to the uttermost. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the tombs for the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous. And you say, if we had been living in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partners with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of the guilt of your fathers," reads Matthew 23, verses 29 through 32. "Behold, your house," that is Jerusalem, "is being left to you desolate," Matthew 23 and verse 38. "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say unto you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down," Matthew 24 and verse 2. "Truly I say unto you, this generation," that is Jerusalem in the first century, "will not pass away until all these things take place," Matthew 24 and verse 34. If the time comes when there's not enough salt left in this country, I suggest that it will go down. "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, where shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men," reads Matthew 5 and verse 13. The wisdom of Proverbs says, "Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people," Proverbs 14 and verse 34. Where is Rome, Babylon, and Assyria today? How much longer will the USA be in existence? The first line of defense is not weapons, but Christians. When Christians forget God and sell out to the world, the nation will soon be gone. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God, reads Psalms 9 and verse 17. "Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain," Psalms 127 verse 1. The wrath of God will be seen in the future. Ephesians 5, 3 through 6 reads, "Fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you, as becometh saints," or Christians, "neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." The wrath of God will be seen in the future against individuals. As the Bible says, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God, Romans 14 and verse 12. The wrath of God will be seen in the future coming to the impenitent. The Bible says the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction, that is, destruction without end, from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, reads 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9. The wrath of God will be seen in the future against backsliding children. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Hebrews 10, verses 26 and 27. Some hold the truth back because of their ungodliness and unfaithfulness. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and against unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Read Romans 1 and verse 18. The wrath of God may come soon or late, but it will come. Before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another. As a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Matthew 25:32. It will be a great division. The unrighteous shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Reads Matthew 25:46. So we need to choose our side now. The future of the wrath of God can be seen in a picture of judgment. John said, I saw a great white throne and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelations 20, verses 11 through 15. God's wrath should be our motivation to repentance. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 11. Christ was given that we might escape God's wrath and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 10. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. Christ is concerned over the lost. He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not, He said. Matthew 23 and verse 37. Apostles labored to save others, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or complete in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily. Colossians 1, 28 through 29. This teaching or gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Romans 1 and verse 16. Today, some are willing to sacrifice their time to help us be saved. How could anyone turn their backs on these efforts? As the apostles reasoned of righteousness, temperance and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24 and verse 25. The scriptures don't reveal if that convenient season ever arrived. Rebels will be made to know His majesty. Paul said, "Despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath." Romans 2, verses 4 through 8. No one should take sin lightly or make excuses. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire, reads Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. Each one of us has a choice to make. Are we willing to verbalize and live the confession as Peter did? He told Jesus, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," Matthew 16 and verse 16. In closing, when the sands of our years have finally ran out, will we stand before God in reality of our spiritual condition? There will be no middle ground then and no middle ground now. As Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad," Matthew 12 and verse 30. We should meet Him now as the Savior, or in the future we will meet Him as the Judge. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come now while together we stand and sing.
Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over what's departed?
Tell it to Jesus.
Such a friend or brother,
tell it to Jesus.